What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting these possibilities for you to consider, enabling you to come up with your own conclusions. All right, ladies and gentlemen, code breakers around the world, wherever you may be. My name is Logan. I'm going to be your tour guide for another episode of Scripted Reality. This is number 32. Scripted Reality number 32, and this is on the amazing. If you have not ever seen this man, he is mind-blowing. Master at his craft, the amazing Jason LaDagne. Hope I pronounced that right. I hope I get to meet this guy. This guy is unreal. The master of illusion. Do you know who this man is? He is a Queen of Diamonds birth card. He was born on March 11th. He is a Pisces sun. He is an artist. Pisces are artists. His sun is at the end of Pisces. I'm going to show you that. So while he is a card magician in a sense, I'm going to show you how he's scripted to do what he does. So he may play tricks on people. This channel does not. We show you the real McCoy. We show you a scripted reality. That doesn't take anything away from how amazing this guy is. This guy is the top. I don't think there's anybody better than this man right here. I'm going to play a video for you. It's about a minute long. And I would encourage you to go support this man. Go see him on tour if you can. He's just amazing. Here we go.
I think I just got the most difficult challenge to date. Somebody challenged me to shuffle a deck of cards back into perfect numerical order. And it's going to be pretty hard to do, to be honest. So before we start, though, let's make sure that we do have indeed a shuffled deck of cards. From top to bottom, you can see it's mixed. Now, I will tip the secret. If you want to put a deck of cards back into order, you have to memorize the deck. So let me memorize it. I don't do it in one big piece. I memorize it in small chunks like phone numbers. So it's just like memorizing maybe four or five phone numbers, okay? Actually, it's not that hard. As a matter of fact, I memorized your mom's phone number last night, so that was pretty simple. Once we've got these cards memorized, it's much, much easier to do. And I think I've got it. Now, I will tip the method here. The secret is, on the first shuffle, I put the aces back into order. That's what happens on the first shuffle. So the aces go back into the proper positions. On the next shuffle, what I'm trying to do is get all these suits organized. That's what happens on the second shuffle. But it's tricky because I don't want to disturb the aces. On the last shuffle, I have to put all the cards in order. And this really is the tricky one. I will be honest, it is the hardest one. And sometimes people think that these shuffles aren't real. But if the camera comes in, you can see from top to bottom that that is a genuine mix. Of course, after the cards are shuffled, they always have to be cut. And if I did everything correctly, and I always do, all of the spades are in perfect numerical order. All of the diamonds are in perfect numerical order. All of the clubs are in perfect numerical order. And of course, all of the hearts are in perfect numerical order. So yeah, it really was probably the most difficult thing I've had to do to date.
I mean, just ridiculous, this man. Ridiculous. I would definitely encourage you to check him out. Here's his website. Maybe you already know who he is, but he's a professional, award-winning, sleight-of-hand entertainer. Here's the definition of that. It's an artist who entertains and manipulates through sleight-of-hand. Okay? So I'm going to show you how this is even scripted. He's supposed to be a sleight-of-hand artist. That's what I'm going to show you. His birth card is the Queen of Diamonds. That's why I specifically have it here. Card number 38. And I have her grabbing onto the Seven of Spades for a very specific reason. I'm going to show you that. This is his Rahu card. Very, very important for this man in his script being played out. So here he is. And again, there's no illusion here at Decode Your Reality. We just show the source code and how all these amazing layers just seem to magically fit into place, no pun intended, right? So this is kind of geared towards, the game master, and he is definitely playing out a character through his profession as a game master. And it's just so fascinating, right? Because I didn't plan to do this. But of course, just a little voice in my head urged me to take a look deeper, and I did, and here we go. And you can see Game Master is 32 in Chaldean numerology, and when you say 32, it's 38, and that is what Jason's birth card is. The Queen of Diamonds, March 11th, 1979. There it is right there. So this is all the information that I could find on him. Couldn't find his birthplace, so I just used New York. But it doesn't matter when we pull the astrological chart. I'm going to show you why that is. So the Queen of Diamonds, obviously the feminine master of money, the diamonds. Very, very successful in what he does. Sleight of hand, right? We've already shown that. But let's go right to the card charts. Or the card chart. Here is the master life spread. You get these charts on Cosmic Sugar as a resource, free. But we're now going to locate his birth card. There it is. Sitting in space, number 29 on the master life spread. The Queen of Diamonds. And when we read these cards, we read from, traditionally how I learned, we read from right to left, top to bottom. So you look at your card here and you become the solar card. And then you just go immediately to your left. So that's his Mercury card and so on and so forth. But what we're really wanting to get at here, what the big takeaway is his Rahu card. Now, in astrology, Rahu is your desires, your illusions. He's an illusionist. Rahu is your complete fascination with the world. And the sevens are the mystics. The spades is the I am suit. So this is his Rahu card, and your Rahu card is the 10th card counting from your space. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, right to left, top to bottom. Your Rahu card, your 10th card. Seven of spades. That's why I got it here like this. This image right here. And I'm going to go right into this new system that we've created. It is out on the spotlight.life website. I'll be showing that in just a little bit. This is taking the amazing human design, giving it an upgrade, making it more precise, adding on other layers. We're going to add in chemistry. We're going to add in the playing cards, and we're going to give it a precise move with the true sidereal astrology, getting away from tropical, moving into the precise aspects of astrology. This is called Astro Alchemical Cosmic Code, this system here. You can find that on the Spotlight website. We're going to get to that at the very end. So this is his astrological chart lined up. And the great part about it is, see, I don't know what time he was born, but what's amazing about human design and this astro alchemical cosmic code system is you don't need the birth time. So if you're somebody who doesn't have your birth time, have no fear, because all you need to do is know what your birthday is and your birth city. And even with the birth city, that's really kind of minute compared to your birthday. So right away, I'm going to match this up with the color codes. It's really simple. And on the outside are the gates in human design. And then we also have added another layer, which is the elements on the periodic table. That's right, because everything synchronizes with everything. And you notice that what's sitting in the fourth gate of the human design is his Rahu card, the seven of spades. So this is where we begin with this. Rahu being the north node of the moon, the dragon's head in tropical, as it's known as. And it does represent our destiny, our destiny's hunger, if you will. The karmic pull that we have towards what we're going to be fated to live out. So really here, Rahu is the seven of spades, the mystic, but the card is really known for spiritual testing and discipline, especially discipline, because sevens work for the crown. Seven is L, upside down, and L is known as God, right? But it's about perception, really. And since the spade suit is the suit of spirit, and the seven always signals trials meant to refine and transform through the spirit, this is what his Rahu and his desires is all about. Now, it's in the sign of Leo here, right? Overlaid onto this, where his Rahu is, his card, in gate number four, it's layered through Leo. And Leo is the sun becoming. It's the sign of performance, charisma, you know, and the burning need to be seen. A lot of Leos, they want to be entertainment. So when you bring a seven of spades here, his ultimate desire of his Rahu, into a sign of like performing arts, well, he's going to thrive in the spotlight using this Rahu card. So here we see illusion transformed into like spectacle, where deception turns into entertainment. Because that seven of spades does have, through the tarot, a marker of deception. And then we get into the gates. This is where the human design comes in, right? If you're a fan of Richard Rudd, the Gene Keys, he has his Rahu in gate four. So his seven of spades is tied to gate number four. And this is the gate of formalization. I got it right here. It's in the third eye position. It's connected to gate 63. He has his Mercury in gate 63 through Pisces. His sun is at the end of Pisces. Pisces are artists. Mercury is the messenger, the way you think. So he's got it connected right to gate number four. He has this as a connecting channel. But let's keep focused on the gate here. Because when you put the seven of spades in the gate of the number four, you're talking about the mind bringing order out of chaos. Order out of confusion. Or in the simplest form with this guy, bringing confusion to your mind by showing you order. To form patterns with the cards. To show you the logical solutions. He just makes it so easy. So really, the gate number four, the formalization, it's the mind that takes, in this case, the sleight of hand and making it coherent. That's really what this is all about for this guy. So he is really pulled to master confusion and turn it into a craft. And he's got Saturn and the moon there. We're going to talk about that. So the 63 and the 4, that is a connecting channel. The Mercury, the mind is there. It's very, very fascinating. Just starting this thing off. And then we add in the other layer. This is the new thing for the cosmic code, man. Adding on to the human design, we now add on the elements on the periodic table. And now we have that Rahu card in gate four, the gate of formalization. And it's now beryllium. And this is where it is mind-blowing here. To add in this layer of beryllium. Because beryllium is really the element of the illusionist. It is so fascinating how this fits this man's character. Because, you see, beryllium is transparent to X-rays. X-rays can pass through beryllium. So what is this saying here for this man? Well, he's the sleight of hand. It's the hand the audience doesn't see. So just as beryllium passes through X-rays invisibly, this seven of spades, okay, which is going to turn into the seven of swords, is about passing through unnoticed and escaping detection, just like this. And this guy's Rahu card is there in the sign of Leo, which is all about entertainment. It's absolutely mind-blowing. And then we add on his seven of swords. The seven of spades turns into the seven of swords. And now we get strategies. This card in the tarot is known as the card of deception. It's known as the card of the cunning one. It's known as the card of stealth and trickery. That's exactly what this guy's profession is all about. And he's got his Rahu card there in the sign of Leo, the entertainer. So really, ladies and gentlemen, this shows, you know, how this man can take an audience and deceive them based upon manipulation and the sleight of hand, being a master at it, being able to show the audience one thing and they're unsure about it, of what's real and what's concealed. And again, we go back here, passing through undetectable. His hands are undetectable. However he does all of his tricks, they're absolutely flawless. So when this card, when you have the seven of spades like this man does, and you have this kind of profession, and you have this kind of energy, when this archetype lives through that kind of person, they become the master of deception for the sake of wonder. Not just here, but here. Not just here, but the gates that are connected. This is the value of all these systems synchronized together. This is mind-blowing right here. Just this, just beryllium being able to be to have x-rays pass through it. The sleight of hand, that's what his profession is. The illusionist. And on top of that, his Gregorian life path is a four. So you see, this is the synchronization that we do here at Decode Your Reality and the Spot Life course, is that we can take an astrological chart, flip it into the true precision of astrology through the true sidereal, add it to the human design, line it up with the gates, then line it up with chemistry, line it up with the playing cards, and then if you find a life path that's connected to a gate that you have on, well, then it's going to strengthen that position. These are not by accident, and this is not trying to get any deception past you like his profession calls for. This is mind-blowing that he has this here. It's really just mind-blowing. And then you add on, for good measure, you add on the two other celestials here. You have Kronos, and you have the moon. The moon is all about illusion. He's got his dragon's head there, which is the head of the moon. So you can see here that he's got like a three-stage process right here in the sign of Leo. He has a Rahu with Leo, obsession with illusions and performances, right? Wanting to be in front of the spotlight, obsessed with that in some way, some shape, or some form. That's just how this guy rolls. That's what he's supposed to be doing, by the way. And he has a lot of haters. I get it. But you know what? He's just doing what he loves to do. And he's born to do it. Then you add on the moon here. The moon is illusions. And the moon is the way you feel about the situations. So he's going to get emotionally involved with the audience. When the audience claps and tells him how amazing he is, which he is, he's going to get a reward from that. He's an emotional performer, the moon in Leo. And then you add on Kronos here for the trifecta. Well, now you're talking mastery. You're talking about a disciplined showman. Mastery in his performance. The master of illusions. Kronos and the moon with Rahu. Master of illusions. And that's what this guy does for his profession. So the value of these systems, ladies and gentlemen, like if you're unsure what you should be doing in your life, well, you got to study yourself. So here, really the overview, and this is just this, you know, this trifecta here. It's not even including everything else, all the other amazingness that he has. Rahu in Leo fuels the obsession to be in the spotlight. Gate number four that it's in formulates the tricks into clever patterns, the gate of formalization. And then the seven of spades, which is the seven of swords, is the karmic mastery of deception. This is what his destiny is. The karmic mastery of deception. That's what this card means. And this is his Rahu card. And then beryllium, the final one, the element beryllium to add on to gate number four, provides the invisibility so you can't see what's going on. It's just so amazing. Scripted reality. And I want to just, if your mind's blown, I hope your mind's already blown there. Let's get into a few more things. Scripted reality through YouTube. Yeah, I went and looked at his YouTube channel. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, this is where there's no illusion here, because you're looking at when he joined on January. Now, unless he's doing this on purpose, and everybody else I've done, all the other 800 videos I've done, everybody would have to be in on the big conspiracy. But he joined on January 19th. It's the Eight of Diamonds card. You can find all those cards here at the card chart. You get this free on the website, on the Cosmic Sugar website. But here it is, January 19th, Eight of Diamonds. Well, now what I want to do is go back to the Master Life spread. Locate that Eight of Diamonds. Again, this is the boilerplate chart, ground zero for the cards. It all starts at this chart. And you can see down, I've highlighted the Seven of Spades. That is his Rahu card. His birth card is right there. We've already gone over that. But now what we want to do is talk about the Phoenix card. In order to get to the Phoenix card, you start at and you count that as the card number one, and you go 13 spaces. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Your Phoenix card is your 13 card when you count your card as card number one. So let's get this straight, ladies and gentlemen. He joins on January 19th, which is the Eight of Diamonds, which is a highly successful card. He's already a Queen of Diamonds card. And his Rahu card, which I showed you, is all about deception and illusion, and that's exactly what his profession is. The Phoenix card for the Seven of Spades is the Eight of Diamonds, which is when he started his YouTube channel. Come on, man. This is scripted reality here. And he plays with cards. It's just mind-blowing how all this stuff works. You can learn about yours. If you have your YouTube channel and you're a content creator, you can know a little bit more about how you're being used by the game master, by the divine, whatever you want to call it, by looking at when you joined your channel. You find some clues connecting it to your birth card. Maybe you can find it in the lineage of your cards, etc., etc. So now, let me show you how I'm connected, how ridiculously scripted my life is by just arbitrarily picking this man, or it picking me. So I'm going to go right to the Solar Spread 52. I'm showing Solar Spread 52 because I am 52 years young right now. Now, if you want these spreads, right now I don't have them all. You can go to this website right here. I'll leave it in the description of the video link. It's called knowyourdestinycards.com. If you click up on the chart menu here, you have all the spreads here. So if I just go to Solar Spread 52, open that up. So you can see, I'm not trying to bamboozle you. There's no deception here. Well, there's my card right there. Okay, there's my card right there. So there I am. How am I connected to all of this? How am I scripted into all of this? When this guy doesn't even know me. Well, my card's the Eight of Spades. February 4th, 1973, Eight of Spades. Well, when I'm 52, which I am right now, it's going to sit in that space, the Seven of Hearts, Ace of Spades space. Well, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to locate that Seven of Spades. And wouldn't you know it? It's my Rahu card for Solar Spread 52. So again, all you have to do is count, and Rahu card is really easy. It's 11 cards. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 cards. And so my Solar Spread 52, the Seven of Spades, is sitting in my Rahu position. That's my Rahu card for my entire 52-year birthday. And this man's Rahu card in his birthday Solar Spread is the Seven of Spades. And here we are doing scripted reality 32. Yeah, okay, sure. So let's compare side by side. So again, you know there's no deception here. I'm just showing you how scripted this reality is. So here I am. Here he is. He is right now age 46. March 11, 1979. He's 46. Here's his birth card for Solar Spread 46. It's sitting literally right next to my card. I know some people think, oh yeah, you arbitrarily picked this guy and you planned it out. Yeah, okay. Go have another one. There's no planning on this, folks. I'm telling you. And wouldn't you know it? His Rahu card for 46 is the Seven of Spades. That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Because he's right next to me. Are you seeing this? This is the card of deception. I'm not trying to deceive you. I'm showing you clearly. There's no sleight of hand here. There's no hands trying to hide anything. I'm not doing that. I'm showing you we live in a scripted reality, man. And I just followed the voice in my head. His feed popped up on my Instagram. And the cards caught my attention because I use the cards. And to top it all off, ladies and gentlemen, when you add up all the spaces, this thing works like a bingo chart. All the spaces are numbered. When you add up all of them, where his card sits and where my card sits, I'm sitting in space 7, him in space 6. And his Rahu card is sitting in space 16 and mine sitting in space 17. And go ahead and get your calculators. What's 7 plus 6 plus 17 plus 16? It's 46. You see? No deception here. None. And he has no idea I'm doing this. I hope I get to meet him one day because he's amazing. So if you want to learn this system, if you want to learn, especially learn your cosmic playing cards, you can input them into this system. If you're already a fan of the human design, you're going to get even more precise layers of human design. You're going to get the addition of the gates moving into the elements on the periodic table. And the precision of true sidereal, well, you can join the Spotlight course. You can find it right here, this website, spotlight.life. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Scripted Reality 32. My name is Logan. I had a lot of fun with this one. Oh, man. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.